This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This is a day of reckoning. This is when people have to look themselves in the mirror and say, am I going to help citizens in the state of Ohio, citizens like our Cuyahoga County residents, or am I going to harm them by taking money out of their unclaimed funds and bringing it to a single-use facility out in Brook Park to fund a billionaire's plan? Governor DeWine has a lot on his shoulders, and I think a lot of people are going to be looking at him to do the right thing and line item veto the elements of the budget that just don't work. And this Browns boondoggle just doesn't work.
That's Chris Ronayan in his press conference yesterday. Lima, you're going to have to give everybody a little bit of the meat here and what actually happened. Now this all goes to the governor to sign whether or not he wants to do it or whether or not he wants to veto it. So they've decided the $600 million's good, and then they have a stadium building fund. And there is how much money in unclaimed funds out there this for everybody?
This was incredible. Was it $5 billion?
It was almost $5 billion in unclaimed funds. I want to hear more, Chris Ronayan here, the county executive, because I got a question on my head here that I got after this audio. So I want to see if Chris clears it up a little bit for me here. But here's Chris Ronayan on, he's talking tough. He says the Ohio Senate thinks that the owners of the Browns are more important than Ohioans.
It seems to me that with the state Senate leadership, the Haslams are more important in their eyes than the people of the state of Ohio. And to us, the people of Cuyahoga County are much more important, and that's why we've defended them left and right from this kind of piracy. I just, for the life of me, can't understand how a legislature could give away $600 million.
Piracy tone. Jerry Serino disagrees there. He was in the Senate Finance Committee. He's the chair there. We have all that stuff on the website, 923thefan.com. Do you want to play the last Ronayan clip before I ask
a
big
ahead.
Question? All right, here's Chris Ronayan saying they're taking your money, your unclaimed funds that you didn't even know were there, to be honest with you.
Don't pick the pocket of hardworking Ohioans for the single purpose of a new stadium in Brook Park. But that's what you've done, State Senate, by proposing an allocation from the unclaimed funds. This is your money. This is your parents' money. This might be your grandmother's money. Instead, it's funneling off to Brook Park for the single use of a stadium to support billionaires.
He's saying Long John Jerry Serino's pirating your money you didn't even know you had.
I'll tell you, my takeaway after all this was...
Where's my money? Well, I didn't know there was unclaimed funds that I have of almost $5 billion.
Oh, I know. Daryl said he got $50 yesterday by doing this.
That's what he said.
And, you know, over the years, I've definitely seen, like, the local affiliates say, hey, make sure to go to this website. Clearly people don't and don't go check these things out.
Can I do it right now on the line? He said it took a minute.
Yeah, absolutely. We'll give the website out.
Unclaimedfunds.ohio.gov. This is probably not real, but it's, I don't know if it's real. I have no idea.
Put in your social security number and your PIN for your debit card. You should be good to go. Anyway.
Why is this going to Anthony Lima for Ohio?
Anthony Lima gone fishing. PHI. So this is interesting. Yesterday, basically what happened was we now have three different ways to fund this dome, which leads me to believe, Kenny, that this thing is further along now, even though people said, oh, wait a second, the Senate didn't agree. Now it's got to go to conference committee. There's going to be a negotiation. The point is, I think this is getting done. I think you're going to have a dome. I think you're going to get a dome despite the politicians like Ronayne, and it seemed like Justin Bibb had thrown up the white flag to begin with. I do think it may not be exactly the type of funding that we thought originally it was going to be, but either way, like the governor had talked about the gambling, you know, being able to tax it. It does seem like we're closer to me. The fact that you have three different ways to fund this, it's just about picking which one now and which one I think the politicians are going to put their thumb in the air and try to see what the taxpayers are into.
I got no money coming to me. I'm sorry, Tone. Nope.
I had one. It said over $100.
Really?
That's what I'm doing right now.
Are you real? Are you serious?
Yes.
Look at us just claiming money on the air here. This is fantastic.
And it's incredible.
Back into the Rockies.
It's just incredible, though, that, you know, with like at the federal level, everybody talking about.
This is better than betting on the Rockies.
Everybody talking about deficits and how we're going to just create money out of thin air. We're going to have to cut a bunch of spending. We're going to have to raise taxes. Here in Ohio, where we have faced budget shortfalls before. Now, this is State House political reporter Anthony Lima talking now, where I've been entrenched throughout the State House and talking to top lawmakers back in the day. Like, we have faced some pretty significant budget shortfalls, as have many states, you know, around the country. Out of nowhere, what a panacea. Out of nowhere, oh, there's $5 billion of unclaimed funds that are just available that we can allocate towards a big project if we want it. Like, this is how in movies, there's some famous movie examples they call it. Kenny, are you familiar with your cinema devices?
Yeah, why? I'm looking up you right now, so stay with me.
Oh, you can look it up for me?
Bay Village.
Have you ever heard of Deus Ex Machina?
Yeah.
It's
I haven't seen the movie.
No, just in general, it is a movie name.
And somebody laughed. I'm sorry.
I haven't seen that movie. It's just, hey, there's this really tough problem to solve in a movie, but we're going to be able to, with one line in a movie,
made Mitch laugh.
We're going to be able to fix this problem. Like,
this episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Very easily.
Okay.
Like it's just a gift from the heavens, apparently, that you can do this. So now all of a sudden we have $5 billion. And here's one thing I agree with Chris Ronayne. Like, it's a shame. I know it only can be allocated certain ways. It's a shame, like, if we're going to cut all these different programs that people need in Ohio and especially Northeast Ohio. Yeah, I kind of wish the money would go to those programs that are going to be in dire straits here, as opposed to going to a dome stadium, which, yeah, I'll love dome stadium. I also think, you know, it'd be nice for mothers to be able to get paid leave, be able to not have to worry about paying $30,000 a year to, you know, have kids be taken care of. But, you know, we are a sports talk station. Mm-hmm. We know it moves the needle here. I know you weren't listening to anything I said in the last 5 minutes.
I'm sorry. So I'm very sorry.
You'll have to go to the website, Kenny. Go to the rewind function on the app.
This is, you know what? I love to call you out for this stuff, and this is on me.
An odyssey.
Because I looked up my cousin. My cousin messaged me. And there's a couple of different names of my name and my dad's name. And there's one that has a totally different history than the old man or me that is located back where my family's from. And I typed him in. And now I'm seeing all these different names of people I know who are owed money that have unclaimed funds. Well, I don't know if they're owed. They don't owe you. Can't go find it.
I do have a question. At the bottom of my claim here, it says, how did you hear about us? And there is no spot for public argument between the county commissioner and a billionaire.
Right. Political grandstanding and see what happens. See if you get your money then.
Boondoggle is not one of the options.
I put it on black screen. I really do apologize there. I was totally taken away by it because I was looking up. I mean, if you think you're owed some money, you might as well go looking for some money. And then I'm like, well, there's somebody who shares my last name. What am I doing here? I apologize. Listen, in all honesty, I've at one point I thought it was crazy to have an indoor facility. Then you see where the rest of the NFL is going, and it's not like, well, we have to be like the rest of it. No, but I had to think pragmatically and go back to the whole thing of you're always going to be paying more money. This is going to be more money, and you might as well be comfortable. If they are good, then you're going to pay more. If they are bad, then you are going to pay less in a secondary market because there's always going to be a secondary market for tickets. So if the Browns are 3-14 in a brand new stadium or along the lake, you're still going to pay $7 to go sit up in the 537 because there's going to be seats available. PSLs are going to be expensive, but I don't think that we're looking at a guy who is a retiree in Brook Park, Ohio, who retired after 40 years of service. I don't think that that's the guy looking for a PSL here in this situation. Let's be honest. So I think that the times are a-changing, and while there are definitely things here where I don't think it's this great big, this great big amount of money that we're all going to get this huge economic driver. I understand why the city of Brook Park's doing what they're doing and the mayor, Ed Orcutt's doing what they're doing. I wish I could make him smile once in a while for crying out loud. Boy, is he a deadly serious individual. I understand why they're doing that. I understand where we've been sitting here complaining about a stadium that's quote unquote falling apart since they built the damn thing. And now all of a sudden it's good for the next 70 years. I don't understand how that works. I think a lot of this is, again, and I've said this for 3 years, I don't think they're very interested in keeping it, but I also know that they can't let everybody know that they're not interested in keeping it in downtown. Talking about the powers that be in the city of Cleveland. So there is a lot of acting that has to go on because there's other walks of life that these guys want to walk down when it comes to politics.
I tell you, if Ronan is still acting to this point, he's doing a great job of acting because he seem like the most passionate person in the area trying to keep the team.
Well, this might be the end of his line for all I know. That is a good job to be county commissioner. There's obviously a lot of pressure there, and there's a lot of people and a lot of things that you have to be accountable for that maybe the mayor isn't. Because the mayor is certainly, I believe, younger than Chris Ronan. I'm just guessing here, and I think that he wants to do other things in politics. But that's a personal opinion on that. So I think that there's definitely, as you said, there's been the conversation politically over it, and there should be spirited conversation. I know that there's, an amendment to the syntax that people are going to be able to vote for at some point to see whether or not, basically, you can get people on the record of what they're thinking of all this. And it's going to get a little bit more murkier as time goes on. But it just comes down to you're eventually going to have to be paying more, and you might as well be comfortable while you pay more. I'm not going to sit there and tell everybody that we're getting Super Bowls and WrestleManias and all that other stuff. Because, hell, you see what they did with WrestleMania. That was supposed to be in New Orleans, and now they're going right back to Vegas. So that seems to be a highest bidder sort of situation every single year. So you can't even guarantee yourself anything like that. Now, I would like to say that a Super Bowl is going to be here, but I have no absolute idea about that. I know it's hard to get these sort of things.
What if it hinged on that? I would ask, what if, would that change people's minds? Because a lot of people are saying, hey, it's fuzzy math. You know, the polls show right now that they're not necessarily in favor of this, the polls that I've seen. And obviously the money is going to be an issue. Where are you coming up with the money? Does the project really pay for itself? Hold on, there's an independent organization say this does not add up. So I guess I would just ask, the easiest way possible. If you got a Super Bowl guarantee, does that change everything? Because if we don't get the Super Bowl, does the math add up? Are you getting out of this project what the taxpayers should get out of it?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.